Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
You know, it's kind of like we talked about in the beginning. When we got here, we looked at the team, and you had so many players that people wasn't giving enough credit to, in our opinion. And those guys are playing well, and they're playing fast, and they're playing physical, and they're playing the right way. And, you know, you always want to cut down your yards. You always want to get more turnovers. You always want to do these things. But it's a process during the season of getting better and better. And I feel this defense getting better even since I've been here. Even with the additions of Simmons, the additions of Judon, these guys have been ready to play. The rotation that we got, we got a bunch of people rotating in there and playing and contributing. And I've been really proud of the effort and the consistency that they've been in to play with throughout the season.
Yeah, that's Raheem Morris yesterday with Dukes and Bell talking about other Falcons-related things beside the quarterback and the final drive on Monday night. Obviously, a lot of the focus has been on Kirk Cousins, how he looked, how things got better from week one to week two and all that kind of stuff. The defense has been pretty solid so far.
They've been okay.
Yeah, I mean, not great,
no.
But not terrible.
No, they giving up with two touchdowns.
They give up two to the Eagles?
They gave up two to the Eagles. So they had a rushing. They threw one, and then they ran for it.
Okay, yeah.
But I think that's the only thing you can do is get these guys better. Grady's playing out of his freaking mind right now.
Grady looks awesome.
You know,
Judon, Bates looks awesome.
Bates, I mean, he is that dude. Freeze, unbelievable. That dude is everything that as advertised.
NFC Defensive Player of the Week last week.
Yeah, I mean, and they're going to be tested in a completely different way, going against a quarterback like this who keeps plays alive.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily keeps plays alive like Jalen. As far as the running ability, Pat can run now.
Right.
But he holds.
Jalen went for about 85 yards in that game. Pat's not going to do that.
Pat's not going to do that. But I think that the one thing you always got to know that the play is always alive. His movement in the pocket is second to none, and his eyes are always down the field.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you got these receivers. We already talked about how him and Kels, you know, they got this algorithm of, like, just amazing where I could just stop a route. And Pat knows I'm about to stop this route, and he can just throw it to him. You said something yesterday, because he has not played like Kels, don't let him play like him on Sunday night.
I hate that he hasn't started going yet. Because it feels like, I mean, it's coming. He's not going to go for 20 yards a game all season.
Right.
He's going to break out at some point. You just hate for that to be against you on Sunday Night Football, right? I mean, it's kind of the pass game in general right now for them. It's all, you know, Rashee Rice is in his second year, is kind of coming along, but still not proven. Don't really know. Xavier Worthy is incredibly fast, had a great week one, couple touchdowns, but still not really sure how they're going to use him and, you know, how up to speed he is with everything they want him to do. Kelsey hasn't done anything yet, but at some point he's going to. I don't know. Hopefully it's another week of, man, they just can't quite get their footing, and it's partially because of what you're doing defensively. But at some point, this Chiefs offense is going to click.
Yeah, it's going to click. And right
now, I just hope it's not Sunday
night. I think a lot of it is just like last year, but their defense is playing. Their defense. They got dudes over there,
their
man.
Their defense is incredibly good.
It's really, really good, and it's going to be hard to move the ball against them if you're the Falcons. You got to be really precise. You got to be able to stick with the run game. I think that's what was one of the big things in Philly was they stuck with the run game because it was working. Now, if it ain't working or it's not working as easily as it was in Philly, are you going to go away from it? Don't let Kirk just sit back there and drop back and all those different things, because that's going to play right into the damn hands.
No. We saw what, like, obvious passing down situations with a great pass rusher looked like week one.
Yes.
Right?
It ain't good.
Chris Jones is really good. If you keep getting in long third down situations, Kirk Cousins is going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
He got, what did he get, pressured or hit seven times week one, only twice week two. You saw the difference. That's a big part of why he looked so much better, not to mention the rust and all of that. I don't know how the Chiefs are against the run. I know last week they did pretty well against the Bengals, but the Bengals don't really have anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Week one,
Lamar killed them.
Yes. Now, obviously, Falcons don't have that.
Right.
Derrick Henry was okay.
He didn't get the ball enough.
Right. And that, but again, that was week one, so they're kind of not. They're trying to figure that out.
Right.
But running backs week one only averaged like 3 yards a carry against him. But again, that's a new offense with Derrick Henry.
Right.
Lamar killed him, but Kirk's not going to do that.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know what their rush defense is. We're going to find out, because Falcons are going to get the ball to Bijan a lot of times.
Yeah, they got
to
run.
Hopefully to Tyler Allgeier a lot of times.
They got to run the football. I think the biggest thing, and we talk about dominant pass rushers or dominant defensive players that Chris Jones is, it's all about where he's going to lie. You knew exactly where Watt was going to be at.
Yep.
You knew exactly where he was going to be at. And now, Chris Jones can play on the edge. He can. Now, the reason he whipped Baltimore's ass because, what's his name again? Thorne Gardner?
Roger Rosengartner.
That guy right there is whack. He's so bad, Andy.
Come on, man.
He's bad, a rookie. Andy. No, that what?
He's gonna get better.
And what?
Blocking.
He need to get bigger.
He'll get bigger too.
That's what he needs.
He's getting in the weight room.
Was he a guard at Washington?
He kind of played both.
Okay, because he looks tiny.
He's a good player.
He looks really tiny.
Great school, smart kid, good family. Leave him alone. God, what do you do to you? It's not like you're playing quarterback behind him.
I just hate looking at stuff like that. Like, damn, that's just bad.
I know.
Yeah, I think that so.
Ben Cleveland's bigger than him, and he can't get on the field.
But they play different positions. We were reading that thing yesterday where Ben Cleveland plays right guard.
I know.
Yeah, and so I think that, I think Caleb McGarry should have it shouldn't be like that. Because he's not going to get blown by Chris. The thing with Chris is big, and he's very good with his hands.
Right.
And so
Karloftis is more the guy that he's going to be worried about on the edge.
Exactly. And so we'll see what the plan will be for who's where and all those other things. But, yeah, I think that, the Falcons just got to build off of what they did. You got to be able to move the football. We talked about they won a lot on first down, especially offensively in the game on Monday night. They got to continue that trend. But I think you said it right. You can't let – and it's always – you can't say that about him because he's that great. Can't let 15 get going because he does. It's going to be a long damn day.
Yeah.
And they don't have the guys that he had last week. Remember that damn pass he threw to Tyreek last time they were here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he don't have him.
No.
Yeah, he don't have
him. But Xavier Worthy is really fast.
But he ain't him.
He's not. No.
He ain't him.
I'm done. Don't confuse that as me saying that.
Yeah, he ain't him.
Nobody really is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man. It's
70-yard duck.
It's one of those ones where, yeah, I know. Like, how can you throw it that far and it's not even a spiral?
70-yard duck.
But they're that offense that it just takes a little bit of rhythm. And then but obviously they don't have their running back. They don't have Pacheco. So they're going to be figuring out how to do that without him. Obviously, he's a big part of what they like to do. So should be a great game. Obviously, we got a lot of time to still break it down. And Joe Patrick will join us in the 1 o'clock hour, see what he's learned up there this week, talking to all the guys and Raheem and all that. A couple of other things to get to, then we'll get back into what happened last night with the Braves. Lionel Messi was in town last night.
Yeah, man.
Played about half an hour. And that was the worst half hour that Miami played. Atlanta United looked awesome in the final half hour of that game.
That magical left foot,
they
baby.
They came back down 2-1. Yeah.
Magical left foot.
No doubt.
I'm glad he played because, them people were there to see him play.
Yep.
And so I'm glad he played because that would have been just horrible. And I think that he damn, I don't want to, but all these people came to see me. So let me go out here and half-ass around. They just want to see me on the pitch.
Yeah, they don't care if I do anything.
They don't care if I do anything. They just want to see me on the pitch.
Break a sweat.
Yeah, but it was great for them to match the intensity because it intensified going into the second half, like you said. But, they found a way. I'm talking about Atlanta United. I don't know how to say his name.
Moranchuk. What a goal.
But you remember when Garth Loggaway was on with us? He said that magical left foot.
It was. Yeah, that truly was a beautiful goal that he scored to tie the game last night. And Atlanta United had multiple opportunities late. They could have won that game.
A couple balls
hit the post.
They should have won that game.
Yeah. Like I said yesterday, they're Miami's kryptonite.
You did say that.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
But they are.
I don't understand. It was crazy. Tata wasn't managing because of the accumulation of cards. I saw a great video of him and Guzan after the game, which I thought was really, really cool and everything. But, yeah, they had it. But I think just the way I love how they were able to – because once the goal was scored, obviously there was all the people to see Messi. But it sounded like the crowd was a United crowd.
Yeah, it did.
I was listening to
Mike and Jason.
Yeah, it sounded like that.
By the way, Mike doing a solid Steve Holman talking about Messi last night. Oh, the great Lionel Messi. And he kept calling him the little guy and all that. Just a little shade at the star player from the other team. Steve Holman always does with whoever is the star player on the other team, whether it's LeBron or whoever. Kind of fun. Anyway, what else happened? Thursday Night Football is tonight. You got the Patriots and the Jets. That's right here on the radio station. Oh, it's Trey Young's birthday today.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday, Trey.
There you go.
Yeah, man, happy birthday to him. 26.
26, probably.
Yeah, 26, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Happy birthday to Trey, man. All right, here's a home run from Marcell Ozuna.
For most people, came out of nowhere. Marcell Ozuna, high, deep, left center field, at the wall, and gone!
Okay.
The home run drought is over. He had not hit one in 26 games, and boy, did the Braves need that one. A big fly from the Big Bear to put Atlanta back in front, 2-1.
Yeah, back-to-back 100 home run, I mean 100 RBI season.
Yeah, two homers away from back-to-back 40 homers, yeah,
man.
Too.
Yeah, man. I mean, I heard Duke's ability to talk about it. Maybe he was just tired. Tired of carrying
the whole team on his back.
Carrying the whole damn team, yeah, for a while, so he got tired. We talked about Michael Harris has been he's been so good since he's been back. And, I mean, damn, I just need him to be healthy. That's all. Just don't Mike not get no freak hamstring or anything like that. This dude, he's an all-star player, man. He's an all-star player that, you know what, if he's healthy, man, whew, that's the center for that dude.
Oh,
unreal.
Yeah. No, I mean, Michael Harris could be one of the best players in baseball if he can put together a healthy season.
That's it.
Unfortunately, I haven't been able to do that yet. But for our purposes now, just be healthy for the next 10.
That's it.
And then for like the month after that, yeah, if they can make a run
past the next 10. If Ozzy comes back, where does he come? Because he had a nice rehab stint with Gwinnett.
Yeah, I would think
he'd come back this weekend,
pretty
right?
Pretty soon. Yeah, couple more days. Come
Friday?
Back on Friday.
Tomorrow? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So.
All right, there we go. So, I mean, we got 1 o'clock first pitch tonight up there in Cincinnati. But yeah, I mean, if you get Ozzy back, I'm not going to expect like something like miracle, but he is batting right-handed,
yep,
which I love. And yep, so maybe he gives him a spark.
Hit a home run the other night, yeah, in his first rehab start. I think it was 2-for-3 last night in his second rehab start. I mean, obviously he's better than Whit Merrifield or whoever else you have playing second base. So that's at least I don't know what he's going to be, but I know he's better than what you've had, right?
Yeah.
Now, if he can be himself, then awesome. You're injecting an all-star back into the lineup. And I don't know. Who knows? I mean, the pitching staff is good enough to get hot and go on a run.